Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Red Carpet Rendezvous Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conlon. So I am pre-recording this episode on a Friday, and I'm just so happy that it's Friday. But I feel like it might be rude of me to say that since you're probably listening to this episode on a Wednesday. I'm sorry. It's all about me right now, so I had to say it. But I'm just a jerk. So anyway, my guest for you guys this week on the podcast is none other than actress Kate Flannery, now aka Meredith from The Office. Now, I think that Kate is very low-key, very cool, and very underrated. I mean, it's funny. You don't hear a lot about her in the media or in the press, which I guess can be a good thing as well. Now, Kate has a new movie in theaters and on demand, and that's called Golden Arm, and it's very random. It's about arm wrestling, but it looks really, really funny. It just came out last Friday, or I guess today. I was trying to speak like it was Wednesday, and then I figured out. I already told you guys it was Friday. But anyway, fine. I'll just say it. It comes out today. So you can watch it now in theaters or on demand. And Kate is telling me that it's so funny. And she talks about it in our interview. So you will hear. But we also talk about super funny things that happened on the set of The Office, which I really appreciated because I am still a huge Office fan. And if you are, you will just absolutely love Kate. So with that said, enjoy my interview with Kate Flannery. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you located?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, so nice. But I think you guys are on lockdown. Are you not? Am I crazy?
It's a little bit lighter than it was, for sure.
Okay, good.
A little bit better.
Good. And I don't know about you, but I am fully vaxxed and ready to party, so me and Meredith would really get along well at this point. Seriously.
What germs can a booze kill? Please.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, who doesn't love vodka right now? No, I'm totally just kidding. But yeah, it's so nice to meet you. I'm a big fan of yours. Obviously, I am a millennial, so The Office was a big part of my life. And I love your Instagram. It's so entertaining. You really are so fun and so cute. Yeah, you're welcome. I really do look forward to following you. So it's been a crazy year. It's been super challenging and not to harp on it for a while, and it sounds super dumb. I'm just genuinely curious. What have you learned about yourself in this past year?
Well, you know, I've learned that I'm one of the luckiest people on the planet, and I have, you know, I just feel like I have. I mean, it's. I think it's good to be older. I think I've had so many experiences that I had many great memories to focus on during this when I couldn't go very far. You know, and I was traveling so much before this, so I feel like I, you know, again, like I it's an embarrassment of riches, and I feel extremely embarrassed. You know,
Yeah. No, yeah. I get what you're saying.
My family's strong too. You know, and my family's really strong too, and I feel like we're all just getting through this, and it is one day at a time. Sometimes it really is. Sometimes it's like half a day at a time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know not everybody's had it that easy, and you know, I know my brother lost his job and took him a long time to find something. You know, it's been really tough for a lot of people. You know,
yes.
Really, really has.
And, yes, I totally agree. I think that for me, I learned that there's certain things I thought I couldn't do, but it wasn't that I couldn't do them. I just didn't want to do them. And then it's like you're forced to do that, you know?
That's a good thing to discern. Yeah.
Right. Where it's like, I just don't want to do it. I mean, I've realized this, that I just don't want to be trapped with toddlers in the house by myself for weeks on end with nothing to do. It's not that I can. I just truly have no desire to be. But anyway, I'm really excited about Golden Arm. That looks awesome. So can you tell me more about this film?
Sure. Yeah. Golden Arm is an independent movie that about two buddies that decide to, one of them decides to try to make money arm wrestling, and the wimpier of the two realizes that she possesses a great power and is way more talented than the buddy that tried to get her into it in the first place.
I love it. So that comes out April 30th on Apple TV and in theaters, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And on demand.
And yes, and on demand. So that, if you don't have plans, you can have plans tomorrow night. You can watch Golden Arm and you can laugh. Am I right?
Absolutely. It's so fun. The cast is amazing. And I mean, I have no business arm wrestling. I trained a little bit, but.
How do you train? I'm dying.
I know what I'm doing.
How did you train for that? That's amazing.
Well, there's technique for sure. I mean, and, you know, we actually had a real arm wrestling champ in the film. I mean, it stars Betsy Sodaro and Mary Holland, but Dot Marie Jones is in the movie as well. And Dot Marie Jones from Glee, she actually was a real professional arm wrestler 25 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Do they have massive arms, or are they kind of low-key?
Well, you know, the golden arm does not, because she just possesses this crazy power. But Dot Marie Jones, yes, she could break you in two, I'm sure.
That's so funny.
Break me in two, too. Yeah. Don't piss her off. Don't make her mad.
Well, now I'm even more excited. That's so great. So speaking of movies, I don't know if you paid attention to the Oscars, but Nomadland won Best Picture. And I'm just curious, did you see it, and what did you think?
You know what? I've not seen Nomadland. But you know, I'm kind of surprised that because that movie had a lot of people that were not really actors.
Like, there's two actors.
I'm really curious to see it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
a new actor. Right. Exactly.
Well, Kate, I'll just tell you that it's the perfect movie to take a nap to. It's really not. I don't know.
It's the bad movie of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's I'm in shock still. And I really do love award shows, and I am beginning to just get a little bit annoyed at the Oscars. And that's a lot coming from me. I like I said, I live for this stuff, you know.
You're rooting for them. Yeah, yeah. And they blew it. Is that what you're saying? Like, you're rooting for them, and
Is the board of the Oscars, like the league, is it all old white men? I'm guessing that it is. I'm guessing it's our last cabinet. So I'm like, really, Nomadland? I was very just, I thought that was so uncool. But anyway, it's over.
I think the show lacked a lot of sense. It lacked sense of humor the whole evening.
Right?
I mean, when Glenn Close doing twerking is the only thing we're going to talk about. I mean, there was a need for more comedy.
Yes, and don't you agree that, I mean, I just think, all right, you guys have tried no host for the last few years, and the ratings have absolutely tanked. Just bring a host back. See what happens. So hopefully learn from...
I love that it was at Union Station, though. I love the way it was filmed initially. I love the opening. I love that they picked that building. Union Station is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. The Oscars started out on a little stage at the Biltmore, where literally there was a table full of awards, and by the end of the night, they were all gone.
Yeah.
And it was very intimate and fun. And I feel like getting back to that is not bad, but as long as there's somebody fun at the helm.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I saw this video on Instagram. I was going to put it in my story. It made me sad. It was like footage from the Oscars in 1993. And it was just, it looked so fun. And like, you know, Julia Roberts is in her prime and Jack Nicholson's making faces at the camera. And it was just so epic. And I'm like, this makes me sad because people are just so turned off by Hollywood right now. And it just really bums me out. I just don't want it to be like that, you know? I don't know.
It's so funny. I was a waiter at the dinner after the Oscars in 1995, the year that David Letterman hosted.
No way!
I got to serve Paul Newman and David Geffen and Sally Field. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, that's so epic. I'm dying. Oh, my gosh. That's a great memory. Seriously. Now, are you going to go see the Office musical in New York City?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I know that they were touring when I was doing Dancing with the Stars, January, February, March, and February in 2020.
Yeah.
And I felt like I kept missing them. They were on tour. So I
heard it's very fun. I heard it's very fun. So, and that is actually the first, show back in New York City indoors, I believe. So I will I'll definitely go see that just cause I'm desperate to see some live theater. who do you keep in touch with, by the way, on The Office?
I'm sorry?
Who do you keep in touch with, like, still? Like, which of your castmates? I'm just curious.
Pretty much everybody. Pretty much everybody. Because I just did Terry Carnation. I did Rainn Wilson's new podcast, Terry Carnation, which is a cult radio host. It's a character-driven podcast. It just started last week.
Okay.
And then, of course, I occasionally do the Office Ladies podcast. But I talk to Angela probably every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I did a Zoom thing with Oscar. And I've been in touch with Creed and Brian Baumgartner and Craig Robinson. You know,
so fun. Do you guys miss each other so much? Or have you sort of gotten past that? Like,
well,
I don't know.
You know, I mean, it was a great 9 years, I have to tell you. It was really, it was family and... I think no matter what our experiences are, it will never be that. And it was very special, and we all, you know, no one was famous when we started. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a, you know, we'll always be connected in a great way.
Yeah. That's amazing. Who was actually like the funniest person? Just curious, off camera.
Oh, well, Steve Carell, but Steve, he was not a big joke teller. He didn't like hold court. I don't know. Everybody was funny. I mean, it was just, it's hard to pick one. John Krasinski always had a great sense of humor. He was, always kind of singing in between takes and,
Always
just sing the theme to Entertainment Tonight for some reason.
Wait, that's so random. It's literally so random.
I know, it was random. And I just co-hosted on Entertainment Tonight the other night. And I was like, do you guys know that John, and I feel like I've done it a couple times. I have to tell the host, like, do you guys know that was like our thing? So fun.
They're like, how would we know that? Like, how would we ever know that if you didn't tell us? Like, nobody would ever know that. Right? That's so funny. Now, what last question. I'll let you go after this. But what show are you binge watching right now that you could recommend for all of us?
Well, I'm rewatching Schitt's Creek, which I love. I've always been a huge Catherine O'Hara fan, and I love Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso. Oh, God.
Yep.
And I'm watching Ray Donovan. I never watched it before.
So good.
It's really good, but I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not sure. It's sometimes it's a little more intense than I planned.
It's dark.
But it's really, really good.
Very dark.
But it's awesome. But Ted Lasso, oh, my God, bring it on. Love it.
I know. Yeah. I love Juno Temple, too. She's so cute. I'm like, I want more of her. She was my favorite on that show. And obviously Jason Sudeikis is amazing, and he deserves the Golden Globe for that. I totally was happy for him. Yeah, but that is a great show. So you can watch Ray Donovan, and then you can follow it with Ted Lasso, then you can go to bed.
That's so true. I could do that. I was actually – I'm going to brag. I got sent a little a premiere box of treats because no one's been able to go anywhere for a premiere, so they had a little virtual premiere for Ted Lasso, and they sent me some of that shortbread in a little pink box.
I wanted to try it bad.
Oh my gosh, I gotta find out where they get it from because I can't find that shortbread anywhere. That was the most. I was never a shortbread person until that pink box.
Wow, so you're telling me that he didn't actually make it. Okay, I'm just kidding.
No, wherever, maybe Jason Sudeikis, he made it and he sent it to all these people.
Somebody made it and we have to figure it out. But that's so funny, so it's a real thing. That's crazy. That's so great.
I know, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I was so delighted. They sent me a soccer jersey too.
British football jersey. Gosh, I love that.
Crazy.
That's so great.
I love show business.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
The swag. Do it for the swag, Kate. Like, seriously, that's it. Not for anything else. Is there anything else that you want people to know or want to say in general?
The only other thing I want people to know, I'm going to be back on tour with Jane Lynch, hopefully this fall, but definitely next. I'm hoping next Christmas, we're hoping. Because we did a Christmas album together, Swingin' Little Christmas, and it was in the Billboard Top 10 for a few weeks. So we are legally bound to spend December together for the rest of our lives. But we also were at the Carlisle for a few weeks in September of 2018, and we are touring the non-Christmas show this fall. We're making up some dates that we've had to push.
I might have an amazing venue for you. That's so funny. You guys, you should think about the Friars Club. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. Oh.
We should talk.
That would be great.
Yes, we should talk.
Yes.
That would be an amazing venue. The Carlisle is obviously beautiful, but I think
It was a dream. We got to stay there. We got the fancy breakfast every day. I mean, served by the white gloves. I mean, it was absurd. And also, it's the greatest room ever. I mean,
it is, right? It's so nice.
It was, dream come true. I mean, I felt like I just died and went to heaven. It's the greatest.
It really is. It's funny. I live like 10 blocks from there, and every time I just sort of want to be somebody else, I'll tell my husband, let's go there for drinks, or like girlfriends, let's go for drinks. And it's been closed because of COVID, and I think it's reopening. I'm like, I need to get in there. Oh, actually, I think on Monday. On Monday, bars open again. But anyway, Kate, thank you so much. We should. Yeah. Okay, so that was Kate Flannery, everyone. Wasn't I totally right when I described her as being just low-key and very cool? If you don't think I'm right, then that's fine, too. But I just that's how I described her, and I just really thought she hit the nail on the head. So, anyway, if you need a comedy to watch, check out Golden Arm in theaters or on demand. And that's it for today. So if you like this podcast, don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple. And if you don't like it, well, then just don't worry about rating it or subscribing to it. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Until next time.